FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
AfriForum has blamed President Cyril Ramaphosa for the exodus of 49 Afrikaners to the United States as refugees. Speaking at the Nambo Harvest Festival in the Free State this week, the president slammed the group for leaving the country, describing them as cowards. The lobby group hit back at Ramaphosa, as Newswatch's Cliff Shiko reports.
In a statement, the lobby group lashed out at President Cyril Ramaphosa, saying his decisions and actions are causing serious alienation among many Afrikaners. AfriForum says the president refused to condemn alleged violence against Afrikaners. The organization added that Ramaphosa signing into law of the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act and the Land Expropriation Act directly contributed to the alleged alienation of Afrikaners and other minority communities in the country.
Now, the presidency has confirmed Ramaphosa will embark on a four-day working visit to the U.S. next week to engage with President Donald Trump. And the ANC in KZN has slammed what it's labelled a growing campaign to discredit its leaders. It's been reacting to a daily news report alleging that the KZN Premier lacks power to fire underperforming MECs under the government of provincial unity. The article singled out the health and education departments, who despite getting the lion's share of the provincial budget, still face challenges. But the ANC has defended them, arguing the claims are designed to paint the MECs in a negative light. Here's the party's KZN spokesperson, Fanele Sibisi.
To suggest that the Premier Tami Ntuli is powerless in holding members of the Executive Council accountable for their performance is aimed at distressing MECs and portraying them as people who lack interest in serving the poor. We categorically, as the ANC, reject what appears to be a deliberate attempt to vilify and ostracize two hardworking MECs.
An appeals court has sentenced Mauritania's former president to 15 years in prison for abuse of office and illicit enrichment. Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, who came to power in a 2008 coup, had appealed his original five-year sentence after his conviction 2 years ago. Investigators estimate that Aziz accumulated assets worth over R1 billion during his presidency. And further afield, the Qatari government has dismissed controversy surrounding US President Donald Trump's plan to accept its gift of a luxury jumbo jet. It's understood it will be used as America's Air Force One presidential plane. The US Constitution has a provision which restricts what gifts presidents can accept from foreign governments. Here's Qatar Foreign Ministry spokesperson Majid Al Ansari speaking to Sky News.
Talks are going between legal teams to make sure that it's all above board. And it is part of the partnership, as I said, on the defense side. And we have been classified as a major non-NATO ally by the United States. And therefore, we are always there to help with the U.S. whenever there is a need, especially when it comes to the security and defense side.
Durban, a high of 25 degrees today. Pietermaritzburg, 26. Richards Bay, 27. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.